Honesty. I love this topic. Honesty is a huge thing. You may not always get what you want, but you will always get what you need with honesty. It's such a huge part of our spiritual growth. And if you're listening to these recordings, it's because you want to serve the world and yourself better as best as you can. You cannot do that without honesty. So I challenge you to find where you are not being honest in every area of your life, whether it's big or small, is to create the honesty muscle, the honesty pattern within your life. Strengthen that muscle and get honest in every area for so many reasons. One, your self-esteem. Self-esteem is huge. When you're not loving yourself, part of that is not being honest. There's a sense of ownership when you just be who you are and own your decisions. And you learn from them. And you say to everyone around you, hey, this is a decision I made and I have to live with it. Or you can choose to move forward despite of it. But this is me. This is what I've decided. And I'm in a growth pattern. I'm here changing myself. But regardless of how you judge me, this is who I am in all aspects of life. Just owning who you are is huge. And, you know, for instance, say you know a friend who is coming to you to vent. Maybe they say negative things about people all around them all the time, and you see this pattern of how it's everybody else but them. And they just go, and you see this pattern, but you just sit there and you listen. You go, yep, no, I understand, yeah, I get it, And you just always listen. That's a good thing. That's great. It's good to listen. But if you know inside your heart that doesn't feel right, don't be afraid to get honest. And if you get that opportunity to tell this person that from a place of love, not from a place of fear, not from a place of, you know, I'm going to make you feel lower than you feel by pointing out, calling you out on your things, but from a place of I want to love this person better and I want to see them love themselves better. And part of that is telling them something they may not want to hear. But how do I say it from a place of love? People think, oh, I don't want to tell them this thing because, oh God, then it might hurt them. No, it might hurt you. You might be afraid of, oh, they may not be my friend after this, or maybe they'll tell me I'm wrong. Or, you know, if it comes from a place of love, you can do no wrong. So tell them, let them know how you really feel. And this gives them the opportunity to either A, react and take it personally, or B, look at you and say, wow, I never thought of it that way. Maybe I have some thinking to do. Either way, you give them the opportunity to grow by telling them the truth. Truth will set you free. You carry so much weight and so much burden as you just continue to add to the karma bank by not being honest in every area of your life. It might be missing an anniversary or missing a friend's birthday. You don't know, you know, how do you get an answer out of them? Or how do you avoid the situation? How do you avoid the truth? How can you ask someone else what their birthday was? Or how do you, you know, work your way around to, you know, go to a friend and be like, I forgot my anniversary date. Do you know? Like these little things, because you don't want to hurt them, be proud of who you are. Own who you are and say, hey, I love you so much. I'm sorry if this makes you feel like I'm letting you down, but I don't remember the exact date that we met, and I know that it's, you know, you and I have been dating for a couple years now, and we're getting ready to celebrate our year or 2 years of being together, but I forgot that date, and I love you so much, and I want you to know that I care, but it's a habit of mine, and I really want to work on bettering that if it means something to you. So will you just give me this information now, and I'll let you know that I'll keep trying. You know, when you say stuff like that, people have the opportunity to love you or fear you and walk away. It's really a beautiful thing when you start getting honest with yourself. No longer saving face. Saving face is a disfavor. Saving face does not give the person in front of you an opportunity to grow. Saving face, it's destructive. One way to get really honest with people is to ask yourself first, am I coming from a place of love or a place of fear? If you're stealing something, if you're being honest about a situation or to a friend or to save someone's emotions, ask yourself, am I not telling the truth because of love, or am I not telling the truth because of fear? If the answer is love, because I don't want to hurt them, that's not love, that's a place of fear. Put love in every area that you possibly can. Plant the seed of love in every single area that you possibly can. You may lose friends, or friends may become distant. People may not approve of your decisions. But if you're on a quest for greatness, then being honest with yourself and everyone around you is necessary. Allow the people around you to decide whether or not they want to be a part of it. This doesn't mean go around and do what you want, regardless, not at all. This just means look yourself in the mirror and own who you are. Watch the world start changing around you. You know, feel the lightness, the weightlessness of honesty. Maybe everybody believes you're happy and you know deep down inside you wish you were happier and you're really not. Own it. Say it. It takes so much courage to be honest. It takes so much love to be honest. So if you can have a moment to maybe write down a piece of paper, write down some things you might be afraid to tell the people you love or yourself. Maybe write down some things you haven't been honest about. And start thinking of how you can reverse these. Pay that karma bank off. Seriously. It's amazing how the lack of honesty within yourself follows you. People might say, what are you talking about, man? I haven't paid my taxes in years, or I've been stealing this, or whatever they've been doing, or man, I've been just with other people and my partner doesn't know it, or whatever thing you're being dishonest about for a long time. You may be getting away with it for a long time, but you're paying for it somewhere else in your life, I promise you that. It's an energy, and what you allow will continue. If you allow yourself to be dishonest, it will follow you, I promise. Either people will show you dishonesty throughout your life, or you'll be paying the karma bank in some other way. I just encourage you to choose love. So ask yourself, in all of these areas, how can I be honest? And when you talk to someone you are afraid of hurting, think of how you can love them. Ask yourself, am I coming from a place of love or fear when I speak to this person? And instead of being critical, maybe tell them in a way that you love them. Hey, you know, I want to better this relationship between us, and I think if we communicate this way better, you and I will have a healthier relationship. Hey, I wasn't honest with you in the past about what I said, and I want to come clean and let you know that I don't believe what I said in the past, and that this is what I do really believe. There's a sense of ownership in that. Allow them to react the way they need to. Allow them to grow. If they blow up and flip out at you and make you feel bad and they don't come around to change that, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But at least you gave them the opportunity to decide who they want to be in relation to what you feel or how they want to react. If they don't like the way they feel, if they take something personally that you said when you were honest and coming from a place of love, help them through it. Love them through it. If they reject your love, allow that as well. Let it happen. You're on a quest for honesty, and you're going to manifest people who are on a quest for honesty as well. Lastly, I just want to match the two and let you know that self-worth is exactly in relation to your honesty. If you're doubting yourself, if you have a lack of worth, it directly is affected by your honesty. Every time you look someone in the face and you don't own who you are chipping away at your self-worth. And self-worth is the root of all healing. So, please use these tools to your best advantage. Serve the world with love. Serve yourself with love. And give these things a shot, huh? Be well.